I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors. Now we head down to the Sioux Falls offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. Biologists Dave Lucchese. And Dave, I imagine you're looking at some open water down in the Sioux Falls area lakes, but a lot of snow down there. But are you doing any work yet on your spring netting?
We are. We just set nets in 2 days ago, right before this last bout of snow yesterday, into Beaver Lake down in Minnehaha County. The reason for those was contaminants testing. But most of the lakes down around Sioux Falls are opened up or are opening up right now. And, I talked to one of our guys lives down in Yankton. He said Lake Yankton's been open for about 2-3 weeks now. So, well, there's quite a gradient. I would say around the Madison area, the ice probably isn't very safe anymore. I heard a report that on Lake Madison, it's open from Johnson's Point all the way across. I think the point across the way might be Best Point. And so that ice is not very... There's still some walkable ice. We were out on Tauset on Sunday, and the ice was excellent. And then by Tuesday night, it changed, even though the weather wasn't that warm. When you push the auger through, it came up in chunks. And some of the ice was eroded around the shoreline. So Tauset's still yielding walleyes. Anybody who goes out there, seems like it's pretty easy to get your four fish in that, say, 13.5 to 15.5 inch inch range. Have not heard any reports off of Thompson or 81 or Sinai lately. There just aren't a lot of folks out right now. I would guess that Whitewood, the ice there, is probably dangerous now based on how it was a week back. We do have a little bit of open water fishing going on anywhere in the flowages. There's been people fishing the west side of Oakwood where the water flows in from that slough on that Oakwood Ponset north-south road. And Flandreau Dam has been yielding some walleyes over the last week or so. So those are a few open water opportunities. And I gather I did hear a report of some people catching some fish in the open water on Lake Madison, too. So people are starting to get out with the long rods and do a little bit of fishing.
Well, Dave Lucchese with the Game, Fish, and Parks out of Brookings and Sioux Falls, thank you. Now we head over to Hamlin County, Dan Sternhagen, the conservation officer with the Game, Fish, and Parks. And I was down by Ponset yesterday and one guy going out fishing on the west side, but the north side's still safe to go on and catch fish on foot.
Yeah, I've been seeing a handful of people fishing out there from Stonebridge. There's getting to be quite a bit of open water out there, but guys are walking out fishing fairly close to that open water. Success rates are kind of all over the board. Seems like one day a guy can do really good, and the next day not so good. So, but the days that the guys are doing pretty good, it's typically mornings and evenings, still catching them typical walleyes out there. So.
I see on the west side where the water comes in from the chain lakes there in Lake Albert, Lake John and Mary into Ponset, a couple guys fishing from shore. So there is a little bit open water to try that in.
Yeah. I would definitely say that's probably one of the more productive areas is right there off of Highway 81. Stonebridge, there's enough water there that's open that if a guy does want to do some open water fishing, there's that opportunity there. But yeah, up and around Albert, Mary, John, Norton, there's getting to be some open water, so that guys can start to do that nowadays.
A Clear Lake by Thomas or anything in the western part of Hamlin County?
Clear Lake up by Thomas has been pretty quiet. There is quite a bit of open water on the east side. But it looks like, from what I've seen, a lot of Canada geese over there holding it open. So, but no shore fishing yet being seen over there. Not quite to the public ground. So,
snow geese, have there been huntable numbers on any given day in the last week in Hamlin County?
No geese. snow geese basically hard to find around here.
Yeah.
And I think this weather really has them screwed up. You know, you might see a flock here and there or a lone goose, but typically what I've been seeing is most of the snow geese, that if you want to find them, you got to go west. So,
have the trappers, muskrat trappers, have they struggled this year?
I don't know if they struggled. The handful that I've seen have been pulling in quite a few muskrats. I don't know what the prices are on them.
Yeah.
I do know that season's closing here at the end of April, but the guys that I have seen, you know, have been doing fairly well.
Dan Sternhagen, conservation officer out of Hamlin County, thank you. Now we head up to the Sand Lake National Wildlife Refuge, Don Soderlund with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife, and snow geese in the last week and today, where are they at and where have they been?
Yeah, well, they're not here at Sand Lake. We're pretty void of snow geese. We got some ducks and dark geese still around, but east of Sand Lake, called Renzihausen Game Production Area, sounds like there's been some nice numbers over there. But other than that, I think they're west of the Aberdeen area and northwest. I just talked to someone today who drove down to Sand Lake from Bismarck, and he saw snow geese the entire route going east of Bismarck and south of Jamestown. So I think maybe a lot of them have flown by to the west of us.
And I can imagine, I don't know if Canada's dry, has snow like we have, or have you heard anything up north?
Yeah, I think they've got snow. There's still a snow line up there, and they've got snow. They're not like here in Aberdeen and Sand Lake, where we don't have anything left on the ground, unlike you guys. So they're going to stop up there in North Dakota for a while and work their way north as that snow line melts, hopefully sooner than later.
Well, Don Soderlund, U.S. Fish and Wildlife at Sand Lake, thank you.
Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors.
And with some additional information, we have an Earth Day event at Pickerel Lake State Recreation Area, the West Unit, and come celebrate Earth Day at Pickerel Lake, 7:30 to 9:30 a.m., and they'll have a bird banding demonstration. And from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., they have activities including Critter Zoo, Incredible Journey, Bird Feeder Construction, Bird and Mammal Track Plaster Cast, Fish Printing, Pollinator Seed Balls, and Coloring Contest. Again, that's at Pickerel Lake Recreation Area, and that'll take place on April 21st, and it all starts at 7:30 a.m. Other upcoming events, we have the Saturday, June 9th, Lake Ponset, 33rd Annual Dakota Sportsman Eric Wingy's Memorial Walleye Tournament, and there are quite a few teams entered, and we have official entry forms in the entryway here at the radio station. Also, the Whelan Marine Angler Young Angler Fishing Tournament, Saturday, June 10th. One adult and kid 17 and under, two of them on that team. And don't forget about that Earth Day event on the 21st at Pickerel Lake. For the Outdoor Show, I'm Don Fierstead. Now we head out to Chamberlain, South Dakota. Gary Allen at the hillside there. And as far as fishing, weather permitted at all lately?
Well, we've had some tough weather around here this last week or so. And, you know, we got some blizzard in through here and roads were blocked and everything. So there hasn't been a lot of fishing at all. But overall, when the weather's good, fishing was good. We had some of the guys staying with us last night that were fishing out of here and they caught their limits. My son's been doing some guiding. He took his limit of walleyes yesterday with a nice 24 4.5 incher. Had some people out from Colorado, and they had just an excellent trip when they were here. So when the weather's good, fishing's good, and still running a jig and a minnow, and things have been going really good around here when the weather's right.
Hey Gary, the males, are they getting ripe at all yet?
Yeah, the spawn has gotten started right now. The walleyes are going into the full spawn right now, and towards this week when temperatures get up to 60 degrees out here, get that temperature up to about 43 degrees, which is going to happen by Monday, the walleye spawn will be in full force, and we're looking for an excellent spawn this year because of the fact that the water's high, they're not doing a lot of fluctuating with the water, and the cold weather doesn't make too much difference on the spawns out here for these walleyes, and the spawning looks to be excellent this year. Probably one of the best fawns we've ever seen so far. That's what we're all thinking.
And Gary, lastly, are the releases pretty uniform 7 days a week?
Yep, they're doing some releasing. You know, on Sundays a lot of times they don't release as much water, but there's a lot of snow up into Montana, and with that snowfall ahead in Montana, it's going to keep the reservoir loaded with water, and we're looking for an excellent season this year. One of our better seasons is approaching. We got a lot of people coming out on the guide service. Our bookings are better right now than we've ever had since I've run the place. And
good.
Everything looks good out here for the walleye fishing, looks good for the fishermen, and the spawn last year was good. So we're just looking for an excellent season out of here at Chamberlain.
Gary Allen at the Hillside in Chamberlain, thank you. Now we head up to the Webster offices of Game, Fish, and Parks. The biologist, Dr. Brian Blackwell, and as far as fishing pressure in the wonderful weather we've had, how's that been up north?
Well, as expected, it's pretty slow. We're just not seeing people out. You know, every once in a while you'll see a vehicle on the ice still, or people walking out, but for the most part it's been pretty slow. You know, I still hear a little bit about maybe enemy swim on some bluegills, south buffalo again, some smaller bluegills, maybe, an occasional walleye or perch mixed in up there, and potentially some northern pike. Bitter Lake, yeah, I think there's still a little bit of activity in the evenings, primarily for some walleyes, but, you know, the pressure's way down. Aren't seeing many people out there right now.
Have you heard of anybody in the last few years catching a muskie up at Lynn Lake in the wintertime?
Winter was pretty good. Towards the last month of ice or so, we saw quite a few muskies come out.
Oh, really?
Were caught and released. So, you know, last year was good. This year I have not heard of anything really happening on Lynn as far as the muskies go.
Now, is the regulation law in place that it's just strictly catch and release on muskie?
You know, I haven't heard the official, announcement yet.
Okay.
But I would assume so. It was, the commission approved it, and then it goes to the Legislative Research Council, and once they approve it, then it's usually like 30 days after that it goes into law. So I would assume it is. So I would just, take that, as soon as we have open water, if you're muskie fishing or catch a muskie, it's going to be catch and release.
I think that's a good idea with the few bodies of water that have them in there, don't you?
It's going to be interesting. We just don't know what will happen. So where we have muskies now, they're pretty recent introduction. So yeah, we had good numbers of fish survive right away, and the growth rates appear to be pretty good. We just don't know what's going to happen to those growth rates down the road. It's potential could be a good thing where we'll start seeing some bigger fish, but probably a lot of could be that we just won't see many bigger fish as that those populations
okay.
mature, simply because their growth rates are going to start slowing down with more fish in the system.
Is there any shoreline steer knowledge deteriorating or any water moving? Like it kind of starts between Pickerel and comes out east of Grenville there on that grade. Any water movement to your knowledge?
I haven't heard of any movement in that area yet. Towards the end of this week, next week, I would think, we're going to start seeing some pretty good melting going on, and I would assume we're going to start seeing some of these culvert areas as well as these creeks and stuff start really flowing as the snowpack we have starts melting more.
Have you made an estimation where you hope you can start your spawning operation?
Yeah, we're going to be in the northeast. We'll be spawning on Lynn, Middle Lynn, I believe Lardy, and then there's another lake, I think they call it the Johnson, we're going to be spawning on. So those four are where we're going to start. The way things look, we anticipate it's going to go really quick once we can get on that on the water. The water temps will probably rise pretty quickly, and those fish should be spawning right now, but just because Mother Nature is kind of throwing a curveball this year, things aren't happening. But we think once everything gets to the conditions get right, it'll go pretty darn quick.
Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist out of Webster, thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.